At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
These are the relationships you really got to watch out for. The ones that seem right on paper, like you're just matching up and you stay in this relationship and you stay in this relationship because it feels like it should work, but it doesn't.
Yeah, I'm going to preface this with, it's been a while since I've been in the dating game, like 17 years. So I think my perspective on this situation that my friend is having might be a little warped. So I'd especially love, like, Abby, your perspective, and Mo as well, since I know you've been in a relationship for a few years, but you've been in the dating pool at least, like, fairly recently, right? My friend is dating a guy, and I'm sure, Abby, if you've ever listened to her, like, you know it's really hard to even just meet somebody that you mesh with at all on a dating app.
I thought you were going to say, we know we're not talking about Abby being the friend dating guy.
No. So my friend, so she's like, hey, we get along. He is great on paper, like no red flags, but I don't feel a connection. Like there's no spark there, but he's a really good dude and he's cool to chill with and there's nothing wrong with him. So I'm going to keep dating him. And in my mind, I'm like, well, if there's no spark and you're not like excited to see him, bounce. Like, that's not your person long term. And that's what I should be clear. She is dating to find a husband, not because she's obsessed with getting married, but that's just what she wants out of her life. She's not just casually dating looking for a fling. She wants a relationship.
You'll stay in that relationship for a decade if you listen to Abby every day. Because there's, what else is there out there?
But that's my point, is like, am I so far removed? I don't want to give her advice that's like, hey, bounce, your person's out there. If that's actually not what the landscape is like, and you need to just date the dudes who are good, or the women who are good on paper and who you like get along with, but maybe don't feel like a spark. Can the spark form down the line? Would she be passing up on a good thing if she bounced because there's no immediate chemistry?
Before you guys start answering, Abby, because it's directed at you also, but if you're listening, and I know the phones are so hard to get working this early in the morning because you guys are busy, but I'm really curious, if you married somebody, not necessarily, wasn't like this deep, fiery love, but you liked them, and it wasn't bad, it wasn't great, but you know what? You got married. Are you happy you did that? Or looking back at it, do you wish, like, I should have known that this was better as a friendship than it was going to be a marriage? 1-855-BIRCHA.
I think you would be doing your friend a disservice giving her advice that didn't feel authentic to your experience. Because from what I can tell and what I know about your relationship is that you're really happy in your marriage. Obviously, again, disclaimer, nothing's perfect, nothing's sunshines and rainbows, blah, blah, blah. But you seem to have found somebody that you genuinely want to spend the rest of your life with. And so I think if you give her any advice that goes against that, I feel like that's the wrong decision, because I'm coming to you as my friend saying, tell me about your experience. Am I, like, is everybody else just picking somebody and I'm being too picky? Like, is this spark or this compatibility thing that everyone seems to be talking about when they go on the first dates and they talk for 4 hours? Mm-hmm. Like, is that just something that people kind of make up and people are just like picking someone that they like? So I think you've got to be authentic and real about your experience, and then she can do with that information what she will.
I know we've done something like this before, and it felt like to me the results were pretty much like 75% it lasted, just that, hey, I found a guy. I knew he'd be a great provider. I knew it wasn't going to be a fiery kind of love, but I knew that this was safe. So I got married to the guy, and most of them lasted because they knew what the expectation was.
It bums me out, though.
Yeah.
Like, using my personal experience, right?
there was a spark. And I want to believe and I want to hope that out of all the billions of people out there, that there's somebody out there that can give you that spark. Now, I joke when Bart and I, like the night we met, I wasn't like pursuing him and I didn't think of him that way. But on our first date, oh my God, there were I remember like almost every single detail about that first date. And I remember everything about that first date kiss. And there was definite sparks. So I mean, if I were talking to your friend, I'd be like, you deserve sparks. You deserve chemistry. There's plenty of people who are going to be good on paper, but who's going to like really feel your soul?
Hey, Megan, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. You went through this.
Yes, I did. I met my husband on Tinder. On paper, wonderful. Everything, check the boxes. Chemistry now. When we first met, there was very little, if any at all. And I mean, we've been together 9 years, so married for 8.
Okay, so you
knew there was a deadline. Then yeah.
What was your defining moment? Like, okay, I don't have this fiery spark, but you know what? I'm just going to go for it.
He was as driven as I was, so that really helped motivate, you know, and then just knowing that I didn't want to have to keep finding people. I have 2 children, so it's like, well, he checks all the other boxes, so even if there's no spark, we can still build something.
And you're still married now, but did that spark grow, or is it pretty much what you expected?
Absolutely. It's grown a lot.
So. Okay. There you go.
All right.
Thanks, Megan.
That's what I needed to hear, because Kristen's right. Like, I feel sad. I want my friend to have, like, that feeling inside, the butterflies, but I mean, if she's happy the way it is, who am I to say?
Right.
In my dating experiences, I feel like it all comes down to what you want. I think if you are happy with somebody and they're good on paper and you don't necessarily need the spark, you're fine. But I think if you're really looking for that spark, I think you should be patient, because in my life, I've dated women I could have lived with. It would have worked. But I only dated one woman I couldn't live without. And I wouldn't have met her if I settled for the ones I could have just lived with.
That's good.
I don't even know how I can top that. But I was just going to add that I think in this stage of life where I'm seeing people choose their partners in, like, you know, our mid late 20s, is I'm realizing a lot of people aren't choosing the person that they feel the most sparks with, or like they feel like they have this magical connection with. Some people really do just want to choose safety. And I think from the outside, when that's not what you want to choose for your life, when you're trying to chase something quote unquote bigger or more shiny and sparkly, like you look at that and it's hard to understand, but some people really do just want to build something. But it sounds like your friend is not looking for that. So I think your advice to her should just be that she should keep searching for whatever she wants to get out of this relationship. And if it's not just safety and even emotions and the chance to get to build something, I think she'd be doing herself a disservice and settling for something she's not actually looking for.
Always wondering, right?
Always wondering.
That would drive me crazy.
This is The Burt Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.